We got to the very end of Chav Chesem Beis, right before the last line, money. Right, so the Gemara went through three shittas to explain them, and now we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the chametz that was over a love Pesach, so if it belonged to a guy, the chametz is moder. If it belonged to a yid, and so even after Pesach, the chametz is aser. So in the Gemara we brought up a price that the price had three shittas as far as the lav of achilas chametz. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an issa midaraisa for three zmanim on yantar for sure, but also for erev yantar from chatzos and on, that it's aser. Not only is it aser b'achila, but if someone ate it, he would be over a lav. And who are doing chametz shav alav Pesach? Even after Pesach, there would be a lav midaraisa. The second shita was Rabbi Shimon that the only lav is on Pesach itself, but before Pesach and after Pesach, it's not. There's no lav. And the third shita is Rabbi Yisrael Lili that yells that even on Pesach, there's no Isser Hana. So now says the Gemara, money. Who is the town of our money? Mastisin. Who is the town of our Mishnah? I Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz Tamakamar. Since he's saying that it's a lav deraisa for all for chametz, so l'chayru the assumption is it's any chametz. Even if it's owned by a guy, so chametz. If you hold it, there's a lav deraisa for any chametz shalav or lav Pesach. So even if the chametz belong to a guy on Pesach, still after Pesach it should be also be'achila also ba'ana. So how does our Mishnah say that chametz after Pesach that belong to a guy is mutter? We eat Reb Shimon and Elamai. You were going like Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of the lav after Pesach. The Yisrael Nami Mishnah Shari. So then, even chametz that belong to a yid on Pesach, once Pesach is over, it should be mutter. There's no lav for after Pesach. The Yir Rabbi Yosef Aglili, and Elamai, you want to say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So after the Tachin Dzmani Nami Mishnah Kashari. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili is even more sure because the Mishnah is talking about the Israel now after Pesach. It's mashmah that kol shekein on Pesach it's also banah. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, even on Pesach it's mutter banah. So Amar Reb Acho Bar Yaakov. So the Gemara is going to say over here two truths. So Amar Reb Acho Bar Yaakov, lo ela Reb Yudahi. Our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda. You ask the kasha if that's the case, the goy's chametz after Pesach should be aser behanah. Teretz is the yaluf sa'ar da'achila mi sa'ar d'ri'ya. He learns the sa'ar that the Torah says of not to eat sa'ar. He learns that out of the sa'ar that the Torah says le'yira l'cha, that you can't have it in your possession. Now we know ma'sar d'ri'ya, the sa'ar of le'yira and ba'yira and ba'yamotze, shel chaya taroya avlat taroya shel achem shel gavoya. Over there, the Torah said lecha, which we dashed earlier, means it's only if the chametz belongs to you, then you have a problem by your rabbi matzeh. But if it doesn't belong to you, then you don't have a problem by your rabbi matzeh. So avsar d'achila, so also the sar of the lav of achila shel chaya taroya ataroichel avlat taroichel shel achem shel gavoya. There's only a problem if you are achila on your own chametz, but on Acherim and Gavoya, chametz that doesn't belong to you, it belongs to either a guy or it belongs to Hektish. So such chametz, there's no Isser of Achila. So Rashi takes this very literally, and Rashi holds that according to this Shita, it would be mutter on Pesach to eat the chametz of a guy. Even to eat.
Wow.
Other Rishonim don't want to go that far, and they say that the Lashon of Achila over here is Lavdalka, it means Hana. Avadi would not be allowed to eat it. And part of the problem is the second you eat it, it becomes yours. So it would be impossible to eat it and not be yours. So so Tosfos holds that Enochanami and other Rishonim that even according to this Ma'amar the Gemara, you wouldn't be allowed to eat the chametz of a guy on Pesach, but at least Tano, because as long as it's still belonging to the guy, when you're being nehenah from it, at least Tano you would be able to have from the chametz of a guy even on Pesach.
What if you're a guest at his house? Isn't it still his
chametz? But again, at some point in time, it's going to become yours. When it's in your mouth, he's not taking it back. At some point in time, it becomes a matana to you.
Okay, wow.
presumably before you start swallowing it. When you put it in your mouth, or some hold even when it's put in front of you, but at some point in time, is it going to become yours before you ingest it?
But if that's the case, why wouldn't the Mishnah have said
on Pesach? Oh, well, 1 second. So we didn't finish it yet. So uvedinu. So really, the yibayi le misnah afilu ba'achila nami shari, that the Mishnah should have said. Not only is it mutter after Pesach, because our Mishnah is discussing after Pesach, not on Pesach. So so really, we should have said even after Pesach. It should be mutter not only behana, but it should be mutter even beachila. Teretz is either Tana Yisrael also behana. Since we wanted to say that a Yisrael, not of the chomus of a Yisrael that was over love of Pesach, not only is it also beachila, but it's also behana. So Tana Nachri mutter behana. And so therefore, when we said the guys is mutter, we said it's mutter behana, even though it's only it's huadin, it's even mutter beachila. Uvedinu, this is Barak's question. Uvedinu, and really, the boy leila misna afilu b'teich zmanoi. Really, we could have said a bigger chiddush by a guy. Besides saying that it's mutter not only by no, it's mutter by achila. We could have also said that afilu b'teich zmanoi, even on yom tov itself, it's mutter by no. However, I tani Yisrael lachas manoi tana nami dinochri lachas manoi again. The same cheshbon. Since we wanted to say a chiddush by Yisrael, that not only is it aser toiz mani, it's even aser la'achaz mani, so we spoke about la'achaz mani by Yisrael, so when we're comparing and contrasting a guy, we're talking about a guy's chametz la'achaz mani. But enechanami, once you hold like this shita, that a guy's chametz is mutu la'achaz mani, so enechanami, if this is the svar, so really, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, even toiz mani, a guy's chametz would be mutter behana.
What does Taisus do with this first line? Because he says Taisus learns that Achila means Hana,
right.
Not Mamash Achila.
No, in the Drasha before. Over here, in this Cheshvan of the Gemara, Zikr means Achila. Just in the Drasha, as far as the Drasha is concerned.
Oh, because we're talking about after Pesach.
Right, yeah. Okay. But after Pesach, would Zikr be Mota even Bachila? Because then you don't have that problem of... Okay, so that's Teretz number one to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, and half a pekin, a guy's chametz is mutter, because just like the chametz of Bayra Baya Matzah is only if it belongs to you, so to the chametz of Isra Achila and Isra Na is only if it belongs to you.
This was Chamashita,
you. It's a. Legabi Yisrael. Legabi Yisrael is the most chametz. Legabi a guy, there's a big cool over here. So you can have a guy's chametz even on Pesach.
So if anyone says an Isra Na and a guy's
chametz on Pesach? Yeah. Everybody else. Or the next Amir in the Gemara, we're going to pass it not like that. The pashtus is the chometz of achila nana is even if it doesn't belong to you.
He's the most chomer by a Jew, but the least.
Right. It's the two opposite ends. He's the most chomer by chometz of a Jew, and he's the most makel by chometz of a guy. Rav Amar. Rava says no. Lo in the Rabbi Shimoni. No, that's not Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda who says it's usher across the board on Pesach. After Pesach, our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. So now, if the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, the question is: so on Pesach it's usher. After Pesach it should be mutter. So why are we saying the chametz of a Jew that was over a love of Pesach is usher after Pesach? Teretz is it's not midaraisa. Rather, Rabbi Shimon knas a konis. Rabbi Shimon gave a knas. According to this shita, is not midaraisa, is midarabanan, and it's a knas because you didn't get rid of it on Pesach and you were over abayi rabba b'matzah. Chazal gave you a knas that not only on Pesach are you not going to have enough from it, even after Pesach you're not going to be allowed to have enough from it. Obviously, a guy's chametz we're not going to give a knas because the guy didn't do anything wrong.
This is how we pass
it. And this is how we pass on the Libra Emes. We pass the Chametz Shavuot Pesach is also Midah Abundant out of the class, and that's why it makes a lot of Nafkamines with the Gabi Sveikis and everything else, because it's essentially a Knas to Rabbanan.
And with after Sheishais, though, it's also part of this thing? Or it's
so really after Sheishais, the Gemara assumed, according to Reb Shimon, that it's not even Asavan No, which is that's the one thing that we don't hold exactly like Reb Shimon on. The Umar assumed earlier it's not even Asavan No. After Sheishais told the night. But it wouldn't be right. It would start. The class starts from the night of Pesach, right? So that's the two pshatim in our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rava. It's good like Rava the second teretz. Hanu Dani she Yisrael also Mishum she Nemar lo yirah elacha. The Mishnah had an oisir. The Mishnah says the reason why chametz of a yid is aser, if it's of a lava pesach, is because of lo yirah elacha sa'ar. It's because of bal yirah. So Bishlam l'Rava, that's pshat, because the reason why we give you a knas is because you were over by Yira. So this is the explanation why it's also after Pesach. So Bishlam and Rabbi Hayyut Ketani Shai Yisrael also Mishum Shenem Lo Yira. El Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, who says that he eats chametz Sha'avra Lava Pesach is also Midaraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda, because we have three psukim of Achilas chametz, and one of those three is referring to La'achar's Manai. So then why are you bringing the Pesach by Yira? Mishum lo yechal chametz. We should quote the pasuk of lo yechal chametz, because that is the third lav, which teaches us that chametz is shavu lav pesach is also midaraisa ba'achila. Every the Gemara misavrit asnefer koi. According to Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, you think you're assuming that this shenemar lo yirah lecha is explaining the sefer why the chametz of a yid shavu lav pesach is aser. No, Aresha Koi is coming to explain the Aresha why the chametz of a goy shavu lava pesach is mutter. And again, if it's the Raisa, you have to have a meat. Why is it not excluded? Why is it not included in the lav the Raisa? The Achi Kamer, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Chametz anachli shavu lava pesach, the chametz of a goy that was over lava pesach mutter ba'ana, and it's not included in the lav of lo yeyachel, and the reason is Mishum shenem lo yirah lecha, because legabi by yirah by yamatzah, it says lo yirah lecha, which teaches us shalcha yata roya vata roya shalachir mishal gavoya, that you can't have your own chametz, but there's no problem by yirah by yamatzah on chametz that belongs to goyim or that belongs to hektish. The yalus start the achila misar the riyah, and since legabi by yirah by yamatzah, there's a drasha of lecha to exclude a goy's chametz, so who had in the sar of achila. Is learned from the Sar of Riyah that a guy's chametz would be excluded. So the Mishnah, when it says La'ira Lecha, is not coming to explain us why a yid is aser, but rather why a guy is mutter. Ve'azdu l'tamayu, this machloikus of the Rava and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is l'shitasa. The itmar, because we had a machloikus elsewhere, ha'oichol sar shal nachri shavu lava pesach. If a yid would eat chametz that belonged to a guy, that was over Alav Pesach. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, obviously, this only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to everybody else, there's no lav of after Pesach, even with chametz of a yid. Of course, you can't chametz of a bite. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a lav, the rights of eating chametz of Alav Pesach. What happened if the chametz belonged to a guy over Pesach? So Rava Amar Leike. Rava says no difference. It's like it. So obviously, Rava holds according to Rabbi Yehuda that we're not makish the star of Achila to the star of Riyah, like, and that's the Shitasa that he couldn't explain that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Ein Leike. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov.
How do you see that he's not makish from the fact that he's like?
Because if he was makish, then you would be like it. That means the guy's chametz would be excluded. If you're makish,
then it would only be your shalcha.
Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Ein Leike. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says you don't get makish because again you learn the star of Achila from the Sar of Riyah. Rav Amar Leike, Gemara explains. Rav Amar Leike Lo Yalev, because he reviewed the Sar Achila Misar of Riyah, because he holds that even that Rabbi Yehuda does not learn the Sar of Achila from the Sar of Riyah. So even though the Sar of Riyah is limited to yours and not a guy's, but the Sar of Achila is any chametz, whether it's yours or whether it's a guy's. So there will be malchus or eating a guy's chametz shavu lo pesach. Shopping after Pesach according to this mandamer will be extremely difficult. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says there's no malchus because Yalav Sar De'Achila Misar De'Riyah. Because you learn the Sar of Achila out of the Sar of Riyah. So even the Chametz Shalav HaPasach that is also Midarais of Achila, that's Dafke if it belonged to you, not if it belonged to a guy. However, says the Gemara, V'hadar Be Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Me'ahi. Even though Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is saying this pshat in the Mishnah, and according to him, it comes out of Big Kula that according to Yehuda, a guy's chametz is excluded from the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana. Nonetheless, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was eventually chayzer from that, and he himself came around to hold like Rava that according to Rav Yehuda, it's across the board, it's any chametz. And Mamele, you can't learn pshat in our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda.
What's the
pasuk
by Re'iyah?
Doesn't
it say L'cha?
By Re'iyah it says L'cha. By Achila it does not. The question is, do you learn Achila from Re'iyah?
What's the Achila? What's the first Achila?
It says L'yechol chametz or L'yechol chametz kol mefach. There's three psukim of Achila, but none of them say L'cha. So V'chad be Reb Acha b'Yakov mahi, but Reb Acha b'Yakov was chayzer. So Aliba the emes, no one holds according to Reb Yehuda that there's a difference between chametz l'gabe achila or hana. There's a difference between chametz that belong to a yid or chametz that belong to a guy. D'tanya ha'oichel chametz shal hektish b'mayid, because like we said before, hektish and a guy are the same. The same way that a hektish that a guy is excluded from sardariya because it doesn't belong to you, so to hektish is excluded from sardariya. And nonetheless, the Tanya we learned in Abayisa, if let's say a person eats chametz belonging to Hektish on Yom Tov, on Pesach. So, in addition to the problem of eating chametz on Pesach, but what he did is he ate Hektish, which is a question of Me'ila. So the Tanya Kama says, Ma, he's over Me'ila and he's Chayiv, assuming that he did a Bishagi, he would be Chayiv. The regular chiyuv mila, he would have bring a carbon asha milus, and he would have to pay back a karen plus a chaymish. V'yeshayim, others disagree, says the Raisa, and loyma, and they say that no, he has no chiyuv for his mila. And we asked man yeshayim, who is this yeshayim? What's pshat in the second shita that there's no mila for eating hektish's chametz on Pesach? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Nechunya ben Akanei. Pshat in the second shita is it's going like Reb Nechunya ben Akana, meaning we know that there's a concept called kamle b'derabim minei. If someone does something that warrants two einishim, b'deish adam, one einish is an einish misa and the other one is an einish either of either malchus or mammon. So we say kamle b'derabim minei. We only give him the stricter einish, and he doesn't get the lighter einish. Now Reb Nechunya ben Akana takes this a step further. Reb Chunin ben Akana says that not only by Misa's Bezdin do we say Kamen Rabbanei, but even by Misa B'dei Shamayim, you'll say Kamen Rabbanei. Right, the Tanya, like we learned in Abraisa, Reb Chunin ben Akana Hayai says Yom Kippurim the Shabbos. Reb Chunin ben Akana treated Yom Kippur like Shabbos, like Tashlum, as far as Tashlumin is concerned, meaning if a person burnt his friend's items on Yom Kippur, it would be the same as if he burnt it on Shabbos. Ma Shabbos mischai ben Navshe, yopotim minat Tashlumin. Just like on Shabbos, since he's Chayim Misa, he will be potter from paying the damages for that which he did. After Yom Kippurim, so too, if he burnt his friend's items on Yom Kippur, Mechayim Ben Asher, potter Ben Ashlumin, he's Chayim Misa, and therefore we'll say, Kalim Rabim, even though Yom Kippur is only Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's not Misa's Bezdin. Nonetheless, we'll say, Mechayim Ben Asher, potter Ben Ashlumin. Now, coming back to us, chametz on Pesach has a chiyuv misa bidei shemayim because there's karis for eating chametz. So memeila you'll say kamen rabbi minei, and therefore since he's chayv karis, he's not going to have to pay the money to hektish for meila. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the yeshayim over here. Why there's no meila? Rabbi Yosef Amar,
is there no meila or there's no chiyuv?
There's no chiyuv meila, right?
There's no chiyuv
mamon. And meila, once there's no chiyuv meila, right? But that's what it means by meila. Means there's no chiyuv, and no he's not chayiv. And there's no chiyuv mamon, and once there's no chiyuv mamon, there's no chiyuv carbon either because they come together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that definitely wasn't
meila. Right, he did the avera. Right, now it doesn't mean he didn't do the avera. Right, by coming rame, he did the avera and shemayim. He has to do tshuva for two averes. It means that we're going to treat him like any pshat. We're going to say over here, loy mal just means to say that he's not going to be chayiv for what he did. Yeah. Rabbi Yosef says again, we're looking for what pshat in the loy mal. Rabbi Yosef says, "Repaidin zakazim achilin lakachim kamifudin." The machlokes is if you're allowed to be paida hektish to feed it to dogs, meaning because as of now, no one is allowed to eat the chametz. So it's just a question of value over here. It's not worth anything to hektish. You're right. Forget about kamen rabbanei. There's no kamen rabbanei. But what do you eat? You ate something that's worthless because if you can't do anything with it, so at the end of the day, it has no value. Now we're going now according to this heretic of Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef, the chametz is mutter ba'ana. However, it's not because it's hektish. There's no hana that you're capable of doing with it, because eating it, you're not allowed to eat it. Elamai, you feed it to your animals. We hold ein paydin es hakotchim machilu maklavim. You can't.
You couldn't be paid it now on Pesach because of
Leira. Because of Leira, and I don't know how you get around that problem. Yeah, but theoretically, it's still worth money. If you would be paid it, it would be worth money. You would be overlaved, but that would be enough to be worth money. Uh-huh. You can't say it's not worth money.
So
we're going to get to have value after Pesach. That's going to be the next teretz. That's called Gerem Lamamin. As of now, it has no value, but it'll eventually be worth something. Because I can't do anything with it now.
Right. What is the status of hektish?
Does
it have an is hektish mechuyev in Pesach?
No.
Then it's got to get rid of.
No, but they can't do but they can't do anything with it now because they can't sell it.
So that's a carbon that's going to be nicer.
But that's because you could sell it now. Anything that you can't sell now is the machlokes of Gerem Lamamin, which we're going to get to in a minute.
Sell to a guy.
No, you can't sell to a guy. That's the same as lachil maklavim.
Why can't I sell to a guy?
Because it's hektish. No, because it's hektish.
You can't be
paid the hektish? No. This is the same way that if you hold any wouldn't sell it to a guy either.
That's technical. It has value.
No, so that means it doesn't have value, because at the end of the day, I can't do anything with it.
In 2 days, I'll be able to do something.
So, okay, so that we'll get to the next era. So, 1 second. So the shayla over here is if you're a poyde hektish lachilu maklavim. Ma damar mal the Tanakhama who says there is meila kasavar poyde as a hektish lachilu maklavim, because you could be poyde hektish to feed it to dogs. If that's the case, you could have enough from it even right now, because you're, even though a person can't eat it, a dog could eat it. It's mutter b'hana, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili.
Because
Rabbi Yosef Lili holds it mutter b'hana even on Pesach. So it has value right now, and maybe there's mila. Manda amar loymal, the second mandamar who says loymal kosavar, ein poydin. He holds, like we paskin always, ein poydin is act shachin in the klovim. You can only use it for human consumption. You can't feed it to your dogs. Now a person can't eat it now, so memela it has no value to actish, and that's why it's loyma.
Why does the mandamar mal have to be only related? Couldn't it be
because if it's also about not
for because you said that guy is equatable to a chilul klavim.
Right. I mean, why don't you say? I don't know. Rashi says we're talking about Rabbi Yosef Lili. I mean, why don't you? Right. Why can't the actish just sell it to a guy?
Yeah.
I hear. I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Are there other kinds of hana besides like using it for, I don't know, like medicine or making something medicinal? It's not a filo, but it's not a filo of bubble. You're talking about a loaf of bread, right?
It could be other chametz, I'm not sure. The Gemara is assuming that this is the ikra hana, this is what will give it value. Maybe those things are not common, I don't know. Okay, so that's Tarek's explanation number two. Rav Acha bar Rava learned Laha Shmaitz Mishmeder Rabbi Yosef. This teretz that Rabbi Yosef said, Vahalishna, in a little bit of a different lashon, not that the machlokes is if poydin es hakotchin lachilu maklavim or not, rather the kuli alma ain poydin es hakotchin lachilu maklavim. Everybody agrees that you cannot be poyda hektish al das to feed it to a dog, and therefore right now it has no value. But like everybody was asking before, today it doesn't have value, but at the Pesach it will have value. So that's what we call in halacha davar agar in the moment. As of now, it's worthless. It can't be sold right now. It's not worth anything now. But it will eventually cause somebody. It will eventually be worth money to somebody. So the classic case of davar agar in the moment is, let's say, on a shomer. Even if it's worthless, as long as I'm a shomer on it, as long as it's around, I return it. I'm not responsible for replacing it. But after it gets lost, I will be responsible to replace it. So it could, even though it's worth nothing now, it could eventually be worth money to me. But Hu Adin, the Gemara is assuming now that Chametz on Pesach is also called Davar Agar in the moment, because it's not worth money today, but if I hold on to it for another week, it will be worth money then.
But isn't it then worth something today? This is what the futures market
is. Right, so in economics, that's called it's worth money today. In halacha, it means people are only paying for it because it's worth money then, but today it's not worth money. That's how halacha looks at it.
Okay.
Right, so that's the question over here.
When we say
Le'mal,
does he have to pay with the carrot or no?
No, because we look at it as today's value. It's zero. So I damage you zero, I pay you zero.
And
right.
The market was closed one day, and somebody got a hold of their stocks, which has no market when the exchanges are closed.
Right. So,
so that's not legal. I do not have to pay that.
That,
then you don't have to be talking about Hector, should be talking about
Hector. I don't know. That's a technical question. Is that called there's no value or
no
just
value.
You can't sell it?
There's no market. The exchange is closed.
Right. But it is worth something today. It's market. Worth something today. Just at night, everything's not worth anything?
I mean, there's off-market transfers. But it's
over here, the circumstances are it's not worth anything. It's more than just there's no buyers. As of now, it's not worth anything today. It's only going to become worth something down the line.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're asking. It's without getting into the whole Chayshim Mishpat over here, the part of the reason why it's not worth anything is because in halacha we don't recognize the davar shel ha'bala, right? The fact that you could sell stocks and futures anyway is, in according to Chazal, shouldn't exist. So it's very hard to see how to answer your question. To see, right? The only reason why it works is because satumta. Because once that's the minigalim to sell these things, now it works. Right, but midrash anyway, you wouldn't be able to trade in these things because there's nothing here to sell. And that's people why gadol ha'mamon might not be mamon, because we don't look at money in the future as money. We look at everything presently. So he said the kuli alma ein paidim es hakashim lachilim laklavim. Everybody agrees you cannot be paid to hekdesh to feed it to the dogs, and therefore everybody would agree that today it has no value. Rather, the machlokes over here is b'davar agarim l'mamon ki mamon dami. If we say that something will eventually be agarim mamon, so do we look at it as if it's mamon right now, or do we say that as of now it's not mamon? Man da amar mal, the one who says you're over me'ila is k'savar davar agarim l'mamon ki mamon dami. He holds that davar agarim l'mamon ki mamon dami, it's considered mamon, and therefore since it will have value after Pesach, m'meila, right now it's ki'ilu, it has value, and you destroyed something of hektish that has value, so there's something to pay for. Umanda amar loymal, the man who says loymal, kasavar davar agarim l'mamon lavki mamon dami. Even though tomorrow will have value, but today it doesn't have value. And b'meila loymal, because again, you essentially had enough from Hekdesh, you took something from Hekdesh that was worthless. That's shot number three. Rabbi Acher ben Yaakov amar, which is the point we want to see. Rabbi Acher ben Yaakov said, what's shot in the man amar loymal? Everybody agrees that davar agarim l'mamon is money. So if it would have a value after Pesach, everybody would agree ma'al. And the machlokes over here between the Tanakam who said ma'al and the Yeshayim who said loy ma'al is very simple. Is if it will eventually have a value, if it's even agarim l'mamon. And that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Man da amar loy ma'al ker Rabbi Yehuda. The one who says loy ma'al is because he also ker Rabbi Yehuda. The chamash of Pesach, even after Pesach, is aser. So it will never have a value. Not today, not tomorrow, and not next year. That's what we're coming to say. That's exactly where we're going. That's the raya that Rabbi Acher ben Yaakov was chayzer. Right. Uman da amar ma'al, and the other Tanakama who held ma'al is Reb Shimon, because he holds like Reb Shimon that only on Pesach is it's aser, but after Pesach it's mutter. So even on Pesach it will be already davar agar l'mamon, which according to this teretz everybody holds his commandment. I mean, that's why you be chayv. Now says the Gemara of the Reb Acher ben Yaakov who the Amar the Reb Yehuda Yo Sar Achila Misadaria. Didn't Reb Acher ben Yaakov say before that Reb Yehuda learns the Sar of Achila from the Sar of Re'ia, and of the Sar of Re'ia we say again Lecha, the same way Lecha excludes a guy, it excludes Hekdesh. So if you learn the Sar of Achila and Hana out of the Sar of Re'ia, so what in the Sar of Hekdesh after Pesach should be Motor Be'Achila and Motor Be'Hana? Ella must be Hada Bei Reb Acher ben Yaakov Me'ahi. The Reb Acher ben Yaakov was Chayzer, and he agreed to Rava that you don't learn the Sar of Achila from the Sar of Re'ia, and therefore Aliba the MS, anybody's Hekdesh, anybody's Chametz, whether it's the guy's Chametz or whether it's hektish is chametz. Once it's avilav pesach, it's also bana according to Rabbi Yehuda forever. So it's not kosher in the moment because it will never. Once it's avilav pesach, it will never be worth money at all.
So what is the drasha of lecha?
Only for bayir or bayimatze. There's no.
So you won't have an isser bayir or bayimatze, but you will have an
isser of achila nana. But just like any other isser nana, let's say a person has isser shar in his kol in his rishos, or he has klayim in his rishos, he doesn't have to get rid of it. Right. No bayir, but technically he can't have enough from it. There's, I don't know why he's hoarding it, but at the end of the day, there's no isser for him to have it in his possession.
So like the base of mikdash has the mitzvah of pesach on it.
According to this teretz, there wouldn't be a bayir or bayir matzeh, but once the chametz was avra, pesach would be aser b'ana.
And what would be chametz there?
Normally, you're not supposed to have.
Right, not bringing the tithe.
It would only be negated to someone who donated the chayre chametz. Right, karbanos weren't chametz.
Except for the
table, but that was which is a private carbon. It's not, there's no carbon zebra.
Right,
yeah.
No carbon zebra.
Right. And the only carbon zebra that is on Shua is the Shtei Alachim.
No, but once a person donates his
Taida, it goes to the Kayin. Huh? It goes to the Kayin. It doesn't belong to Hektish. The Lachmei Taida go to the Kayin.
Okay, it depends on if you're going to put from the
Baiz. Oh, yeah, so for that 1 second it belongs to Hektish. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Then it became Chavetz Itzasa.
Right. Okay. So, but no one's bringing a tithe on Pesach anyway. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it could also be if I donate something.
Right. That's what I said before. The only case is Bedek Abayis. If someone donated to Bedek Abayis, chametz. So Hekdesh shalom's chametz. They have to. So if it would be Avraham of Pesach, it would become Masabana. They wouldn't be have value of Bayimotze, but it would become Masabana.
The only thing they would have, I guess, the
responsibility of the gizbar would be to sell it out before Pesach, because otherwise it's going to be worthless.
Right.
Okay, so now that we brought down this b'rice of mal leimal, so which is the gemara is just the point that we wanted is to show that Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov was chayzer, but the gemara just brings out one fifth shot over here, one last shot. That Rabashi Amar the Kuli Amar Ein Poydim. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to be paid the hektir shachil maklavim. So on Pesach the chametz has no value. V'davar Agarim the Mam Lavka Mam and Dami, and everybody holds not like we were saying before the Davar Agarim the Mam and Kim Mam and Dami, but rather the opposite. Davar Agarim Kim Mam and the Mam is Lavka Mam and Dami, and therefore the fact that after Pesach is going to be worth money does not mean that it's worth money today on Pesach. So if that's the case, then what's the machlokes over here if it's mal or loy mal? Teretz is hakav pluk to the Rabbis Yaglili Rabbanon kemiflagi. The machlokes is: do you all like Rabbis Yaglili or do you all like the Rabbanon? Meaning, if you all like Rabbis Yaglili, I think this is really going. But I don't know why the first mandamer didn't hold like this, but this is really going where he was going before. That according to Rabbis Yaglili, yes, you can't feed it to your dogs, but there's other hanais that the person can have from it. The person himself. Rashi gives an example; he could use it as fuel. So. The machlokes over here is like if we hold like Rabbi Yosi Haglili or like the Rabbanon. Mandam or Mok Rabbi Yosi is because he holds like Rabbi Yosi Haglili, and therefore right now, presently, it's worth money. You don't have to come on to Gairam the Mom, and right today it's worth money. I could use it today. I could burn it and use it as fuel while I'm burning it. The mandamer who holds loymal is kerabanan, because he holds like the rabbanan that it's also bana today, and therefore, today it's not worth money because it's also bana. The fact that it will be worth money next week, that's garv the moment which this mandamer holds lavke moment dummy, and that's why he says loymal. Okay, amarav chametz bizmanoi chametz during Pesach. So the halacha is bein b'minoi bein shaloi b'minoi. Whether the chametz mixed in to its own type, let's say wheat with wheat or barley with barley, or whether it mixed in shaloi b'minoi, either way, aser. It's going to be aser. It doesn't have bittul, and we're going to see soon what the case is. Shaloi b'zmanoi, but if it's shaloi b'zmanoi, even though we know that chametz shavar over Pesach is aser, but over there it's more lenient. Over there, b'minoi aser, shaloi b'minoi mutar. Over there, b'minai, it's going to be aser, but if it mixed in with shaloi b'minai, then it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara explains, b'mayaskinim, what's the case over here? If the mixture is enough that the iser is giving tam into the mixture, meaning which we normally go with a 60th, so there's less than 60 parts heter versus the one part of iser. So then, shalei bizmane, shalei bimine, mutter. How could you tell me that shalei bizmane, shalei bimine is mutter? How you have time? The mice is giving time. So if chamesh shavalav pesach is also, be it an iser or abon, it doesn't make a difference. An iser that's nice and time into a mixture, ashes the entire mixture. Ela bimashu. We're talking about that it's a mashu, meaning it's less than the share of nice and time. There's more than 60 parts heter versus the one part of iser. So chametz bizmane ben bimina shem ben shalei bimina aser bizmane on Pesach itself, then it makes no difference if it's mina or it's shalei bimina and it's not nice and tam. Regardless, it's aser. And the Gemara says why? Because Rabu tamei. This is Rabu. She tells you the Rabu Shmuel Damu Havayah that both Rabu and Shmuel hold kol yisurin shebetayra, all yisurin of the Torah, anything that's aser bimina that got mixed into its own type. B'mashu, even a mashu is also because they pass them like the shita that min b'minay is not bato. We know there's always a machlokes tanaim if min b'minay is bato or min b'minay is just like anything else that has bittel. So they hold min b'minay is not bato. So therefore, if chametz on Pesach got mixed into minay, even if it got mixed in one in a thousand, who cares? It's not bato. Shaloi b'minay b'nais and tam. But if it got mixed into shaloi b'minay, so then it's bato unless it's significant enough that it could be nice and tough.
Well, one second.
We didn't finish explaining it.
Okay.
Right, so Me'ikra Adin B'minai does not have Bittel, and Shalai B'minai should have Bittel. However, Rav Goder Chometz Vizmanai, Shalai B'minai Otto Minai. Rav was, that's Midaraisa. Now, Rav was Gezer Midarabanan, since Chometz is very Chomer, it's Kares, and it's by Rabbi Motzah, it's like Bedili Minei, all the sources you could say by Chometz. So therefore, Rav was Gezer that since Chometz B'minai doesn't have Bittel, so he was Gezer, even Shalai B'minai shouldn't have Bittel Atu Minai.
Was he Gezer in every other
Chometz? No, so that's why I said before, because Chometz has either because it's Kares, but then that wouldn't take care of other Chiyuvei Kares. Mm-hmm. But Chometz, in addition to Kares, the Rishonim speak out, it has also that there's Bayi Rabbi Yamatza, which other things don't have. Right, so it's also more chamer legabe that than everything else, and thirdly, because even if you find something else like nice that you have such a thing, but it chametz as a third thing, like we said earlier in the mesecta, that it's like bedili minei, since you're used to eating it a whole year, so we have to be more chamer because it's easier for you to make a mistake and come to eat it. So basically, according to Rav, meikar adin chametz b'minei doesn't have bittel. And we extend that gzera midrabanan that even chametz shalai b'minay, davka b'zmanay, the chametz shalai b'minay, even that does not have bittel.
Shalai b'zmanay means before Pesach also.
The erev Pesach after Chatzos, yeah, and Chanami.
That's shalai b'zmanay.
Or after Pesach, right? Yeah.
Right.
It wants its bittel. Right. If you hold the chametz is not, that's it's negia. Any case, if on the 14th in the morning chametz falls into non-chametz and it becomes bato, right? So when the zman of Pesach comes, it doesn't lose its bittel, right? It only if the mixture happens on Pesach, that's when we say it doesn't become bato. We do this all the time. It's negev for factories, it's negev for a lot of things. Anytime you rely on bittel, it only works when it got mixed before the iser. So Rav Gozer Chometz Bizmane Shalei B'minay Otu B'minay V'Shalei Bizmane. However, by Shalei Bizmane B'minay Aser B'minay would be Aser Kerb Yehuda Shalei B'minay Mutter. However, Shalei B'minay would be Mutter. The Shalei B'minay Bizmane V'Shalei B'minay Otu B'minay Kuli Ha'ilei Gozerinon. So even though he holds that B'minay would be even Shalei B'zmanay is B'kolshu, because he obviously holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it's a Issa D'Oraisa, otherwise he wouldn't be so machmer to say that a kolshu is not bato. But nonetheless, it's only a lav D'Oraisa. It's not as chamer as chametz sheyish bekares. So over there, he wasn't geizer Shalei B'minay Atu Minay. So that's Pshat and Rav. Shita number two. Shmuel Amar chametz B'zmanay B'minei aser shalei b'minei mutar. Chametz on Pesach, if it gets mixed into minoi, it would be aser, it doesn't have bittul. But shalei b'minoi, it would be mutar. Shalei b'zmanoi, chametz after Pesach, b'minei shalei b'minei mutar. Whether it's b'minoi or whether it's shalei b'minoi, either way it has bittul. And the Gemara explains, chametz b'zmanoi b'minei aser, chametz b'zmanoi, that got mixed into minoi, doesn't have bittul, it becomes aser even if it's a mashu. And the reason is, again, shmuel tamei, the rabbi shmuel tamei tavai, call isurim b'tayro, b'minei asurim b'mashu, that any isur in the Torah that got mixed into minoi, min b'minei is not bittul, and therefore it's aser b'mashu. However, shalei b'minei b'nai sentam, shalei b'minei is only b'nai sentam, because shalei b'minei, not b'minei, like aser, because shmuel doesn't make rav's gzeir. This is where shmuel argues on rav. That Rav made a gzeira bizmanai shalai b'minei otuminai. Shmuel doesn't make such a gzeira. Shalai bizmanai, once it's after Pesach, so then ben b'minei men shalai b'minei mitarim, then whether it's minai or whether it's shalai b'minei, regardless, Shmuel says it has bittul. And the reason is Kirib Shimon, because that's the point number two that Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda, so at least minai after Pesach would not have bittul, because that's also midiraisa. Shmuel holds that, no, we hold like Rav Shimon, and it's only a knas. So we only gave the knas when it's ben. Once it became bittul, so even though it's min b'minoi, that we wouldn't give the knas anymore. That's opinion number two. Opinion number three, Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh, because the whole chametz arba lo b'pesach.
According to Rav Shimon, it's only a knas. It's not midiraisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's deraisa.
But they didn't do it when it fell into min b'minoi?
Right, so since it's a Ravana, even though Min B'mina is not, Shmuel really holds is not Batel, but he would be Mako, Lagat by Anissa de Ravana, only by Anissa de Raisa.
So Min B'mina is not Batel, only by Anissa de Raisa.
Then, Shita number three, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Chometz Bizmanoi, Chometz Am Pesach, Ben B'mina, Ben Shalai B'mina, also Ben Nice and Tam. It's only also if it's Nice and Tam. This is the way we go with all these surim, that we hold min b'minoi is bottle, even in Yisrael Daraisa. Therefore, chametz on Pesach, whether it's minoi, whether it's shalai b'minoi, either way, it's only aser if it's nice and tam. If it's less than nice and tam, then it would be bottle. Shalai b'zmanoi, shalai b'zmanoi, ben b'minoi, ben shalai b'minoi, mutter. Shalai b'zmanoi, whether it got mixed in b'minoi, or whether it got mixed in shalai b'minoi, would be mutter. Because, and the Gemara explains, Chametz Bizmanai Ben Minoi Ben Shalai Ben Minoi Ben Nais and Tam, because Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shitosai, the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Tamei Tavayu, that both Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish say, Kol Yisroim Shabbatar Ben Minoi Ben Shalai Ben Minoi Ben Nais and Tam, any Isser from Kol HaTayr Kulo that got mixed up, whether it got mixed in Min Shalai Ben Minoi, or even if it got it mixed up Min Ben Minoi, it has Bittul, and therefore it's only also Ben Nais and Tam. If it's anything less than Nais and Tam, it becomes Bittul. So who are then Chametz on Pesach, as long as it's less than Nais and Tam, it becomes Bittul. Shalai bizmanai, after Pesach, ben shalai b'mina mutarim, then, whether it's mina, whether it's shalai b'mina, it's mutar, because again, Kareb Shimon, he also Kareb Shimon, so once it gets mixed up, it doesn't become mutar. And now it seems, from the fact that he's mechalak between on Pesach and after Pesach, it seems that on Pesach it would be mutar, after Pesach, sorry, it would be mutar, even if it's nice in time. Right, so that's going. Tomorrow is going to discuss that in Mirtashem. What happened to Knas? If it's nice and tam,
Rav Shimon obviously doesn't hold it with Knas because he holds that.
Rav Shimon does hold
it. Pesach is mutter.
He holds it's usher because of Knas. He holds it mutter midiraisa. He holds it as a Knas. Oh, okay, so that's what the Gemara is going to. No, but it's bittul, but right, but it's still nice and tam.
So,
okay, that's a chiddush. Okay, so that's what the Gemara tomorrow is going to discuss. And one more chiddush that we have by Chametz is, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan, even though normally we do pass like Rabbi Yochanan, then min b'min is batal, even midaraisa, Chametz is an exception, like we'll see in tomorrow's daf, that Chametz on Pesach were machmir, like Rav and Shmuel, that it's not batal, even though normally we pass in that min b'min is b'chol ha'ter kula by any other iser, is takiyeh batal. It's very not clear if we hold. It seems to be a machlokes v'shen if we hold double gadol l'mamon k'mamon dami or not. I just brought. That's why I didn't want to get so into it. Right, as far as Kinyanim are concerned, for sure you can't be cutting them. I just brought you that as a muscle to show that we that the future value of something doesn't. It zikr makes it that I can't be machnit today. Is it worth money or not? So that's a machlokes.
Right.
It's a machlokes v'shen if we pass in garam lamam kamam and dami or not. Like we see in our Gemara, in the Amorim, one Amorim said everybody holds kamam and dami. One Amorim said fakar everybody holds lav kamam and dami.
And yesterday's daf, I just